Welcome to Proverbs 31 by Design. My name is Tina Heisman. I help Christian women who are struggling with the overwhelm of trying to balance being a wife, mother, and career woman. When they work with me, they discover how to create their own unique level of balance so that they can experience the joy, passion, success, and fulfillment that they are seeking in their life. So, you may remember May, we are prominently focused on mothers because of Mother's Day, and our podcasts are about secrets to being the best mom. Today, the secret we are going to talk about is ditching the mommy guilt. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private Proverbs 31 community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your life. Search Proverbs 31 by Design in the Facebook search bar. Also, I have created a free download called The Ultimate Guide to Guilt-Free Self-Care. It's a guide to help you take care of yourself in mind, body, and spirit so you can feel like your best self every day. Visit my website to download that. It's tinaheisman.com. Okay, let's dive in and talk about how to ditch the mommy guilt. So I'm sure it won't surprise you that 2/3 of all moms report feeling guilty on a daily basis for anything from not spending enough time with our kids, saying no to our children, letting them have too much screen time, not having enough money to buy them everything they want, not enrolling them in everything that they want to do, not going to every single extracurricular event, feeling too tired to play with them, wanting to have personal time away with our husbands or friends, and even enjoying our work. Can you relate to any of these? So I had a recent example of this. My daughter had her recital over the weekend where she was performing in 4 different recitals. And one of these recitals was added at the last minute, and so I didn't originally have tickets for it. And as it turned out, it was a dance that I had already seen performed once in another show. So I decided not to go. I did feel guilty at first. You know, my daughter was performing, but I wasn't going to be there. It felt really weird, you know? But in addition to that one show that day that was added, she had 2 rehearsals that day. And I could have gone to those rehearsals as well and sat in on them and got some video of her doing her dances because we're not allowed to do that during the actual recital. So if we want video, we have to come to the rehearsal. And so this was like an all-day affair, like all day Saturday, right? And so I just decided I did not want to spend the entire day at the theater. We were going to be there at night. Her show was from 7 till 9 at night or something. And I just didn't want to be there all day. And she's old enough now that I don't have to be. And you know what, guys? I didn't. And that was a big step for me. It was a little tough. And you know that mom guilt, like I should be there, especially if she's performing. That little voice, you know, that says you have to see everything that she does, every performance, every rehearsal. And I see most things, trust me, and I love to see them. I really do. But I had to challenge that voice this time so I could have a little downtime. And I'm okay with that. You know, I was going to the recital Saturday night to see the other dances. And I was able to show up Saturday night after having a nice relaxing day and productive day at home instead of being exhausted from spending all day at the theater. And I share that with you because I think a lot of moms can really relate to that with all of their children's extracurricular activities. I recently had a friend ask a couple of us moms for advice. She said, "Do you think I should drive 3 hours to watch my daughter's track event at the state meet?" And she was struggling with this decision because she had to work that day and she could technically make it happen. But she was just wondering, like, is it worth it to drive 3 hours each way to watch a 2-minute race? Right? Like, it's so hard. Like, we want to be there for everything, but sometimes it doesn't make sense, or we might have to choose our own sanity, right? Because then we can be a better mom. Am I right about that? Like, sometimes We need to let ourselves off the hook. Because kind of what happens is when we go against what we really need to do for ourselves, like if I would have spent that whole day at the theater, I probably would have been a little resentful and a little crabby by the end of it, right? And that would have burned up all of my energy. And sometimes we have to do those things, yes. But in this instance, I really didn't want to. I needed the time for myself, and so I took it. And that helped me be the best version of myself, which is kind of the quest that I feel like I'm always on, and we always are, right? We're just trying to be the best version of ourselves. And so as a mom, we have to know that it is okay to say no sometimes, because we're not really serving anyone when we say yes and then become resentful and crabby. You know, if we can keep ourselves from becoming resentful and crabby, that's one thing. But if we're not going to be able to do that, it's good to know in advance that it really would be best for us to say no. And I don't know about you, but I find myself feeling guilty for doing things for myself, like during family time. Like I try to reserve most of the evenings and weekends for my family. Some of it is out of practicality. You know, the evenings during the school year, there's a lot of running around to extracurriculars and things. But then in the downtime and in the between times, you know, I like to be there with them. And so what I try to do is use the time there that they're at school and my husband's at work to do the things that I need to do and want to do for myself. You know, I work from home, and so I have some flexibility, which I realize that is a huge gift that I have that. And so what drives me for this, you guys, for really trying to reserve my weekends and evenings for my kids is that my big why for that is that I want to have strong relationships with my kids and my husband. And for me, that means that I need to spend time with them. So I'm not telling you what you need to do to have strong relationships with your kids and your husband. But for me, what that means to me is spending time with them. And so I prioritize that. And since that is the case, then it allows me to be able to more easily release the guilt when I do make a decision to do something for myself, because I know my priorities in place and I know that I put in my time with my family. And I hope that makes sense. You know, when we know what our priorities are, the well-being of our families, and that helps us make decisions. And we have to remember as moms that putting ourselves first is what we need to do. So for some of us, we might feel guilty for taking time away from our families. And for others of us, maybe we need to take more time away from our families, right? So that we can be our best selves. And so just keeping that in mind for you, like what's your priority and what is it that you need to do in order to be the best version of you? And so another source of guilt for moms can be when we fail to do something for our kids, like getting a permission slip in on time, or I'm laughing because yeah, I've been there, or signing them up for like the park district activities in time, whatever it is, if it's swimming or Little League or whatever. For me, one of those things is not getting laundry done in time. I really do not enjoy doing laundry. It's not that big of a deal, I know, but I don't know. I just don't like doing it. And so in our house, our kids wear school uniforms, and so we only have like 3 shirts and 3 pants, so I have to keep the laundry going consistently to be on top of it. And it has happened where someone's looking for school pants or a school shirt, and it's not clean. So that's not a lot that it happens, but it does occasionally happen, and I feel so bad about that. But that kind of guilt, like you can feel guilty for a second, like, oh, gosh darn, I missed that. But then what I want to teach you is don't wallow in it then, right? Like, give yourself some grace. We're doing our best and we're trying our best. And just let it be a little reminder to you to kind of keep on it, you know, to keep going with it for whatever it is for you that you got behind on. It might not be laundry for you. It could be something else. But just reminding ourselves and giving ourselves grace that it's okay. And what I want you to know is that feeling of guilt is natural and it's going to show up for you. And that's not what's important. What's important is what you do with it, right? And so one suggestion that I would have for you is to take it to God, because 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. And so, if we're feeling that mommy guilt, if you can deal with it in the moment quickly and forgive yourself and move on, that's awesome. But if you happen to be in a place where you're struggling a little bit more with it, where you're really having trouble letting it go, take it to God and ask God for wisdom about the guilt you're feeling. And let that be your wisdom and your guide. Because not all guilt is bad, right? We said it's natural to feel it. But our job is to take a look at it once it strikes and to ask ourselves, what is this teaching me? Is this true? Like, is this something that I need to make an adjustment on or a change on? Or is this just like a one-time little fleeting little thing and I just need to forgive myself and move on, right? So maybe in some instances we might say, you know, I've been away from my family a lot, so maybe I do need to spend some time there this weekend. Or it could be the opposite for you. Like maybe you've been neglecting your friends a little bit because you've been focused so much on your family, whatever it is for you. But when the guilt helps us make a little correction, it serves us then, right? It like teaches us a little something and it shows us something and it serves us. And so that's good. It helps us make a correction. But what I really want to help us do is to stop wallowing in it and to stop allowing it to drag us down, because that's what happens. Like that guilt just weighs on us and we get stuck in it. And really, if you think about it, what you're doing when you allow yourself to get stuck in it is you're beating yourself up and you're punishing yourself. And that's the key, right? We don't realize it, but we are punishing ourselves. No good is going to come from that. The only good that's going to come is if we see, okay, I need to make a correction and forgive myself and move forward. But keeping stuck in it and punishing ourselves, not effective, not going to work, not going to help you be the best version of yourself, not going to help you be a good mom. It's going to make you cranky and crabby, and then you're going to take it out on everyone else around you, right? I know we've all been there. And so I just want to summarize and kind of give you some quick tips on like what to do, you know, when you feel the guilt, when it comes in, how you can work on ditching it. And so first, realize that you are your own worst critic and stop judging yourself. Stop comparing yourself to the people around you. You think those other moms around you have it all together and do everything perfect and their laundry is never late and their permission slips are never late, but it's not true. We're all the same. We all struggle in one way or another, right? And another way to help ditch guilt is to become the expert on your own life. Sometimes we make choices based on what we think other families are doing and what looks right in other families and is working, but that doesn't mean that's what works in our family. So become the expert on your own life and make choices that work for you and your family, and don't worry about what other people are doing because they're making, hopefully, choices that are best for their family. But imagine like if you're looking at another family and making choices based on what they're doing, what if they're looking at another family and making choices based on what they're doing? Like where's the truth and reality in all of that? It's getting really lost. So just focus on what you know best, and that's your family. You're the master of that. So on that note, let's not use Facebook and Instagram to compare what other people are putting out there for us of their lives and the perfection of it with we know what's happening on the inside of our lives. Just know. I like to look at those as entertainment, more of entertainment, that it's really can be really interesting. But when we notice it's dragging us down, might be a good time to shut it down and walk away and just try and remember not to compare. And I know that's hard. But for me lately, I've been a lot of shutting it down if I start to feel that way. Another tip is to stop apologizing for the shortcomings that you think you have. Like say you think you're chronically late on getting work in or whatever. Like continuing to focus on that is causing it to happen more, and it's causing you to feel like crap and to beat yourself up for this thing that maybe you're not good at. Instead, focus on what your strengths are and what you do well. I promise you, if you'll start focusing, shifting that focus to be more positive and focusing on the things that you do well, those other things that you don't do as well are not going to matter as much. And I would like to tell you they probably will happen less often, because when we focus on improving what we're already doing well, the other things kind of come along, if that makes any sense. They kind of come along up. They start measuring up too. And so just try me on it. Just do an experiment for a week and see what happens. Another tip I would like to say is stop saying the word should. Like, I should do this, I should do that, I should do this. Like, can you feel the negative energy in that? That is not helping you. That's making the guilt just like even more, right? Just live in your moments. And finally, trust that you are doing the best that you can. And your best is good enough, right? And you know what I'd like to ask you to do is to support the moms around you in this way, to really be out there delivering this message of ditching the mom guilt. You know, like, let's not wallow in it. Let's just use it as a tool to gauge, you know, how we think we're doing and feeling, but not let it bring us down, right? You can use it as a tool to help you be the best version of yourself, but then we've got to let it go and stop beating ourselves up. So guess what? This concept is easier said than done. I know it is. And so if you would like to have someone help you, I would love to be that friend for you. So if you'd like to know more about how coaching can help you ditch the mommy guilt, reach out to me for a complimentary discovery call. We can take a look at where you are and where you want to be, and then where you're getting held back. And so if you haven't already, download The Ultimate Guide to Guilt-Free Self-Care to help you feel like your best self every day. It's on my website, tinaheisman.com. And don't forget to join the Proverbs 31 by Design community on Facebook. All right, thank you. I'll see you next week.